Oh, welcome, 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 welcome to They Toddcast, where
Yes,
we not only
sir.
talk about Todds, we talk about casting. I mean, wait, no, that's not true. We talk about
Yeah.
comics and ca and Todd and ca and casting about Todds and other things. Anyway, since you're here, if you guys want to click that like and share, that'd be freaking sweet. We have some fun stories for everybody today. Mostly from me, because, well, yeah, so I own my home. Well, I'm you know, paying, but I own my home. And yeah, so let's just say this is a great story to remind people to know some handyman, or have like handyman that you may know who may know another guy who may know. So last night around 12:30, I'm semi passed out on the couch watching classic Doctor Who, and I hear boom and then water. And yeah, so I go downstairs. Well, first I'm thinking, please be something in the yard that I don't have to fix myself, and I can just be like, hey, county, your water main broke. Because that happened to my neighbor across the street a couple years ago, and it was crazy, and it like flooded the neighbor down the hill behind them. It flooded into their living room and stuff. That was crazy. This wasn't that bad. So I go downstairs, and because I look outside, I'm like, nope, no one hit a car or nothing. I'm like, I hear water. That's not good. So fingers crossed, I go down there and I'm like, please do not be the whole hot water tank. Please do not be a main. Please do not be a pipe. So, I have an overflow tank on my hot water tank, and it was suspended on the air conditioning duct. Now, mind you, I've owned my home for 9 years. Okay. So this thing came with the house. The hot water tank was replaced, but the overflow tank was probably not. So, but it was held by a suspended rubber thing. The rubber thing totally broke. That sucker fell right off, hit the floor, water spewing across the room onto my wife's clothes because she doesn't use a dresser or a closet. She just throws everything on tables in the basement, and the whole basement is basically her walk-in closet. So, I sneak under the water, getting only a little bit wet, crawl, get around behind my washing machine, shut off my water, the main, so that the water comes shuts off. And I'm like, well, I can't really do anything about this right now. I'm gonna have to wait till morning. So I just make a post and I just said, like, gonna need a plumber. If anybody has any recommendations for Pittsburgh, let me know. And I get, I don't know, probably like 15 recommendations
Yeah, I was
on
gonna
my
say
post.
you had
Yeah,
people
it was actually
like
a really good amount of people that posted. Thank you, everyone who chimed in. It was very helpful. So my buddy James recommended his cousin, who has a heating and cooling company. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna call that guy. I want to support local business. I don't want to call, like, I don't need the whole hot water tank removed or replaced. I just need a little bit of fix. So then I call, his cousin, and I was like, hey, just, like, my buddy James recommended you. Like, can you come out today? And this is Star Air Conditioning out of North Versailles.
okay.
He's like, man, like, it's just me at my company, and with the heat wave, I am swamped with AC repairs. I could either be there at 5 p.m. tonight, or I could be there Sunday. And I went, well, I kind of want it fixed now because my wife's looking at me like if she can't get a bath today, she's going to kill me. So, and I had a poop coming on, and you can't flush a toilet without water. So, send the wife off to Aldi to buy just bottles of water, big jugs of water. So she comes home with like four or five of them, so I could poop, which is great. Because it took like three of them. No, just kidding. Just one. It was fine. Anyway, so while she's gone, let's talk to this guy. He can't make it. He recommends his buddy John, who owns a plumbing business. I can't remember what his actual plumbing business is, but man, this dude was there within an hour. He looked at it. He goes, cool. It looks like your overflow tank was too big actually for the tank you have. So that is probably the problem. He's like, and if it lasted like 10 years, it's probably just shot. We'll just replace that. It'll be cool. This whole thing's going to cost you like $200. I was like, hell yeah.
So, I was like,
do it. I was like, I don't even need a second quote. Go do it. So he runs down to Lowe's in Bethel Park, comes back. He's done within half an hour. Like, you know, he's got his kid there. We're talking about like how he got into plumbing and all this stuff. Like he was super professional, very clean. Everything was great. Very quick at the job. Everything was well done. Gave him his money, gave him a tip, gave him four cans of convention beer as a tip, which he was super pumped about. And now I have water again. So, you know, first day of mini vacation. So, yeah, it's been a day. We'll just call it that. It's been a day. So, yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much my day. How's your day been, Justin?
I'm work. If those who don't know, the mill's air conditioning does not work. And
that's not true. It does work. Just no one turns it on. Or it doesn't work in the game room and it doesn't work in the dollar room, but it works in the main room.
Yeah. But yeah. I work in the back room.
But no, it should work into there.
Yeah.
It's just your problem is that you're by the hallway that's not air conditioned and the whole other side of that mall that's not air conditioned. So the heat from behind you is actually what's coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. So I sweat bullets like back there, even with the fan going and everything else.
Come on, man. This is just this is NDC sauna. This is how we lose weight in summer. You know, how we keep our sexy man like physiques as I rub my Buddha. Like, anyway, well, that's good. Yeah. I'm glad you're not dying of heat stroke.
Yeah, I'm drinking water like crazy, but then I have to go to the bathroom, and we still only have one bathroom, so...
Bob still didn't fix the other fucking bathroom.
No.
God damn it, Bob. I told Ryan, and then I told Bob, too, and I'm like, please, God, haven't fucking fixed that extra bathroom. Tired of just having one. I may text Ryan, or text the group chat every day until he does it.
Until it gets done.
So, yeah, remind me to text him that at the end of the night, because I know he works tomorrow. So... anyway,
but I got caught up on The Boys.
Me too.
I got caught up on The Acolyte.
Me too.
So
I got caught up on Doctor Who. So it's also been very good. There's actually only one more episode until the finale. So which is why I was watching older Doctor Who. I'll go into it later after we talk comics. We can talk about TV shows. And then I have a phone call meeting tonight at 9:30, so we can't run too long. So that said, hold on. Can't remember his name. That's it. Yeah, so Donald Sutherland passed away.
Yeah, I saw it.
At
And
88.
Willie
And
Mays.
Willie Mays.
Yeah. So two legends in their own right have passed, you know.
I mean, Donald Sutherland did some really, really,
I was gonna say,
good shit.
yeah.
Like
I think the
he
last
was
thing
on
I
MASH.
saw him in though was what, the Italian Job, the Mark Wahlberg version. That was the last one I saw him in. I mean, I don't know if he did
Don't
anything after that. I don't know, but
know.
I know that was one of the last movies I remember him in.
Hold on, I'm pulling up his IMDb so I can look. He actually is going to be in Heartland, which is in pre-production. His last movie was, that's a TV show, Mr. Harrigan's Phone? Nope,
Never heard of
sorry.
him.
Ozzy, Voice of the Forest. He was a albino crocodile voice.
Never heard of it. No.
Yep. But I mean, he was in some crazy good shit, like Moonfall, Backdraft. I'm going through it in reverse order. Like the Hunger Games stuff.
Yeah.
The Treasure
Well, I guess the
Island.
Hunger Games would have been after the Italian Job. Because the Italian Job
Yes,
was
yes,
so.
yes. The Con Artist, Astro Boy, Dirty Sexy Money. He was in 23 episodes of that. He was in Beer Fest.
Yes, he was.
Right?
Which he died in that one too. He
Yeah,
played a
yeah,
dead
yeah, yeah.
guy. He was the drunk German
Yep,
grandfather.
yep, 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 yep. He was in
Playing with
Pride and
the
Prejudice, Salem's Lot. He was in the miniseries of Salem's Lot.
puppet.
Italian Job. Holy crap, man. Italian Job was 21 years ago. Think
Jesus.
about that. Right?
What?
Final
Why
Fantasy, Spirits
does
Within.
Charlize
Because
Theron still look the same?
she's immortal, I'm pretty sure. Space
Yeah.
Cowboys. Fallen, Natural Enemy, A Time to Kill, Hollow Point, which was awesome. He was on The Simpsons for an episode. He was in
Yeah,
Outbreak,
who hasn't been on The
Citizen X,
Simpsons?
Puppet Masters, Plural, 6 Degrees of Separation. Oh yeah, he was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie. He was Merrick.
Yes, he was.
He was the
The
like
trainer guy.
the
He was
trainer guy,
the,
yeah.
yeah.
Or they call it the Watcher. He was a
The what?
Watcher.
Yeah.
He was the first Watcher that we got to see in that comedy version of it, which was
Yeah, the
I saw in
mythos.
the theater. Yeah. He was in JFK, Backdraft, Long Road Home, Rosemary Murders,
I mean, the man's
Cracker.
been doing stuff forever, so it
Man.
was.
Bear Island. National Lampoon's Animal House. Fuck yeah. Casanova. Alien Thunder. Johnny Got His Gun. Champions. Split. Not to be confused with Spit or the Hawk Two. The Saint. Holy crap, he was on 2 episodes of The Saint? Jesus. That's awesome. I didn't know that. Now we're back into like 60s stuff that I don't remember. But his first movie was Terry Thomas Says, How Do You Do? Back in 1963. His first TV show was Studio 4. He was in one episode in 1962. Dude had a crazy good career.
I mean, yeah.
I always enjoyed watching stuff with him in it. So, you will be
Yeah,
missed, sir.
that whole Sutherland bloodline there are incredible actors in their
Oh,
own right.
absolutely.
Yeah, so Our condolences to the Sutherland clan there, because that, you know,
Yes.
I mean,
Yes.
how old was he? He's got to be late
88.
90, 88.
Yeah,
Okay, I thought he
88.
was in his
Yeah.
90s, because I think Willie
Yeah.
Mays was 94 or something like that. Willie Mays was like
Oh, yeah.
94 when he did, so he lived a long life.
All right, let's talk comic books. Actually, first, let me just say I really miss, really sad I miss Heroes Convention. Heroes Con is a really good time, from what I understand. But I did get to hang out with our friend Sora Sung last night. She's finally working on my Big Bertha sketch. So if you see,
Nice.
she posted like a where it is so far sketch. She didn't say who it was for, but it is awesome. I'll try to find it while you do your books, and we'll talk about it
Okay.
real quick at the end because she,
Yeah.
she's just crushing it. So,
I'm still waiting to hear back from Maria. I'm like,
actually,
I'm
hold on. I'm
jaded.
just gonna find it real quick.
Because
Where?
Maria finally has my number, my phone number, so she's
No,
got to
that's
get a
good.
hold of me. Yeah.
Let me just go through the store real quick. You gotta see this thing. It's freaking crazy. The question is, did she put it under art or did she put it under? Oh, yep, there. It's done! It's done! Oh my god, is it so good? You
All
ready? Ready for this?
right. Let's see it.
Love.
Nice. Nice.
So, because so Big Bertha, if you guys don't know, is one of the Great Lakes Avengers. The Great Lakes Avengers are kind of a jokey team. And they are kind of like parodies of real characters, right? So, like Big Bertha is a parody of the Blob. So she goes from being this skinny anorexic model to, like a blob sized woman. And the crazy part is like people are like crying that she's like one of the worst characters ever and she's very offensive. And I'm like, you apparently didn't read the comics at all because she actually in the later volumes of Great Lakes Avengers actually becomes an advocate for body positive stuff. So meh, frick you guys. But she's great. I love it. I'm really excited to get that. I think I'm picking it up on Tuesday, when I have dinner with her again. I took one of my guitars with me and just played around and she was like, I don't know why you don't play more and like go play out. You're really good. And I'm like, shut up. Like I suck. Leave me alone.
Yeah, just get a hold of Matt and be like, you and Matt can do, you could do tools. You could be a temporary tool guy for
Yeah, but
his,
I don't want to like I don't want to play all Tool though. I'd like to play some others. So, but I let her listen to like an album I put out with like my college band when we were on a small indie label, and she was like, "This is really good." And then she goes, "Oh, when did this come out?" She told us, she's like, "Oh yeah, you guys were like 3 years too late." I'm like, "Yep, you're right," because it was just in that era where it wouldn't work, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's talk comics. You're first.
Right. This is the Masters of the Universe Revolution number two. This is again the kind of the prequel origin of Skeletor and He-Man's not even in the picture of this, but this is the this is how Hordak kind of starts training Kaldor into like evil whatnot. The book picks up where the Horde is leading, well, they attack a planet called Zalkron. And Kaldor immediately is like, oh, this is a bunch of weak sauce, you know, people. They can't hold a candle to us. Let's just take over. And the rest of the Horde crew are like, but we were told just to recon and not do anything until Hordak says so. And Keldor's like, he'll be more impressed if we do this, and then give it to him as a, a gift, whatnot. And you see like all the Horde guys, like Grizzor is like a dumbass, accidentally hits the wrong missile button.
That's a
And
very Grizzlor thing to do.
And he's like, I'm assuming this is the button I was supposed to press because you told me to attack, so I pressed it. And I'm just like, oh God, it's like a 4-year-old doing it. It's so bad. You get to see what is this? Who's the multiple guy? The guy that you could do multiple figures with.
You're gonna have to be. Oh wait, hold on. I'm just gonna look at it. I have it here.
But there were two of them. He split himself in two, and the larger one was kind of being a smart ass to Keldor, and the little dude was kind of like just there, and Keldor threatened the larger portion of him, and he goes, I want the little guy to do this because I like the little guy.
Are you
So it was kind of
talking about
fun.
Modulok?
Yes. Yeah, he split
Okay.
himself in two. Yeah. But he's like, I like the small guy better than the larger guy because he was being as smart as the Keldor. While this was going on, Hordak is in his sleep deprivation chamber, and he talks to, I'm going to call her the witch because they really don't name her, in his dreams. And they talk about Keldor and how he is the key for Hordak's success and this, that, and the other.
No, that's Shadow Weaver. He calls her Weaver.
Okay. Well, it says Weaver, and I was assuming it was Shadow Weaver, but I wasn't quite sure of it, because sometimes writers aren't completely clear on who everybody is. But they go on, they talk about Keldor's future and how they're going to train him and stuff like that. A little bit later, Hordak is down on the planet Zalkron's surface after the Horde conquered everything. And Keldor, of course, is like, here is your gift, Lord Hordak, is to, we conquered this. And he was like, points the counter, and he's like, we got to go to the training room and this, that, and the other. And he's like, I'm not angry that you took over against my orders, but he's like, there's stuff I have to talk to you about in the training room. So they're doing their training in the Fright Zone, actually, which I didn't think about that until he used that term, the Fright Zone, which for those who are He-Man aficionados, Fright Zone was one of those play sets that was hard to get.
Well, it's also the area that the Horde occupy.
Yeah. But
No, it's really
he's
good, man. Like the art in this book is fan fucking
oh
tastic.
yeah. And I love this cover. And cover B was
Yes.
really good too. I really had a hard time of which one I wanted. I was like, I'll go with cover A just because I love like the two of them together.
Yeah.
It's just badass.
I really got to get a blank of this so that I can have Sora do a sexy Hordak,
I think
because
number one, there was a blank for number
okay, I'm gonna
one.
try to find it
So,
because
yeah.
she does awesome Beefcake covers. We were actually talking about the art of Beefcake
I
and how
don't
so
know.
like,
Skeletor's rocking those abs.
listen, yeah, but he is no Hordak. So listen, as
Yeah.
she's talking about this stuff last night, I'm like, you're selling me on a panel for next year's show, right? So next year we're gonna have a Beefcake panel. It's gonna be awesome.
It's I have to ask her, like, so have her and Ron friends, and Ron friends is like, I don't know, I just draw the shit.
Right.
But anyway, while they're training, he brings up Keldor's father, and he was telling Keldor about his brother, and they were kind of bonding a little bit. But as he was bonding, he was manipulating Keldor. So this is like really some psychological shit here on how to really mess with someone's mind. After the training session in the Fright Zone, they're back on. I think they're in Hordak's room, and he puts a like a I don't want to say a crown, but a headpiece on Keldor's head, and it was the last memories of his last acolyte, which he actually uses the word acolyte, by the way. This isn't a Star Wars thing, but it's they use the word acolyte in here. And his acolyte was his brother, and he's like, and apparently he was like this. He showed him like the way he died and everything, and you could see the terror on Keldor's face as this was going on. So it really is like a giant mind screwing with their mind. And then at the end of the book, Hordak is meeting with Shadow Weaver again, going, you know, this, you know, like the programming has begun, so to speak. So I can't wait to see where this is gonna go. This is some really good stuff. I really kind of wish that we could actually watch this on Netflix.
Well,
I
this is the
miss.
second time they've told this part. Because the last time they did it, it was, I think Tim Seeley did it, or Josh Bialkoff did it back like in the Eternia War era of stuff. So,
But I think
but
this
it,
is a little bit more deeper.
oh yeah, this
Like,
is a
this
lot
is
more in yeah, because the
in
other one was
depth.
like one issue. Yeah, this is a lot more in depth, and I really like it. It's fleshed out.
So this
Right.
is definitely I don't know what to give this. What is a good for breakfast? I want to say just give me giant slabs of meat, medium rare. With a goblet of wine or
The
something.
hoard protein with it.
It seems like it's kind of, you know, kind of medieval-esque, where it's like a giant thing of liquor and
Yeah, you
protein,
nailed
you
it.
know.
You nailed it pretty well there. Yeah.
I mean, this is anybody who's a big Masters Universe, you know, fan, you got to start reading some of these Dark Horse books. These are really good. Really, really
They
good.
have been, and they just announced the third part of this series that'll be on Netflix. And the last one's called Resolution, I think. I can't remember. It's another R one, but it. Hold on, I think.
Is this like where He-Man and Teela have a baby? Because that's the only logical conclusion I'm going to give you out of
No,
this.
I don't think it's going to be that. Hold on. Let me find it real quick. The problem is I don't remember if my buddy sent it to just me or if he sent it to my group chat. Let me try with just, okay. Redemption is the last
Redemption.
one. Redemption. And I don't know when
Okay.
it's coming out, but I imagine it'll be soon. But I am
Probably
pumped for it.
sometime next year, I imagine.
It could be toward the end of this year, but I really like it. I really like what Kevin Smith's done with stuff. I'm kind of excited to check it out. All right. My first book. Okay, Spider-Woman. Good deal. I couldn't remember if it was this one or the other one. So this book, first off, the art in this book is absolutely phenomenal. Ig Guerra is the artist. Steve Fox is the writer. He's been writing Spider-Woman now for about 3 years, 4 years. I really enjoy this book. So in this book, we really get our first, our first look at the assembly, which are like these weird, like kind of young Avenger type guys, that we find out later in this issue that they work for Hydra. Jess is meeting with her kind of old boyfriend kind of guy, back in San Francisco, and she's talking about like these kids, and like the guy's like, I don't know what you're talking about, and like they have no social media presence, no nothing, and you kind of find out a little bit about each one. So there's Liberty, who's kind of like a wasp. There's Moon Squire, who found some weird ancient Egyptian language in some internet message board, and it took him over. There's Helrune, who's a girl who got basically like ancient Norse witch powers. Cadet Marvel, who was near a experimental engine that blew up and got powers from the engine. And then Titan, who found a discarded gamma rod hidden by somebody in their backyard and basically turned into a Hulk.
Huh.
There's something going on. She goes to check it out. She's going to take and try to arrest Angar, who now goes
Anger.
by the Screamer. And she's like, that's really not a great name for that. You should probably change your name. Anyway, so these guys, she stops these dudes from trying to shoot him. The assembly shows up. They all take turns beating him. And then he kind of gets away. They run after him. They kind of sort of fight Spider-Woman, but not really. Then they take him away to their kind of cliffside clubhouse is what it's called. And then you find out that Titan is actually the gremlin working for Madam Hydra. And it was kind of a cool twist at the end there that I really enjoyed. So I've liked it. If you like cool Hydra stories, it's a little noir-y, but it's still a little superhero-y too. It's not super awkward or weird. But I really enjoy it. And I'm going to go with the Breakfast of Spider-Woman, which is normally a yogurt parfait and a cup of black coffee. So, because that's her breakfast of choice, which makes it the breakfast of choice for this book. It's very good. It's a lot of fun. The story has been very good. The writing's been killer since the last series of it, which started, I believe, in 2020, where she had this cool, like, kind of black, oh, it looked a little more like Milesy type suit, for a little bit of it. And then when she disappeared and she did the Spider-Verse stuff, and then she actually disappeared out of the universe, and then she came back and they restarted with this book. It was very good. Also, if you want to watch some really terrible cartoons from the 70s, you can watch the Spider-Woman cartoon on Disney Plus. It is fucking god awful.
Oh yeah. Most of
And
them
because they,
were.
I mean, they treat her more like Spider-Man, like an actual female Spider-Man, than they do her actual powers. And I think Spider-Man's only in the pilot. Anyway, your next book is Last Ronin.
Oh yeah. All right. Last we left off, was it where this is, I want to say what, 10 years or so? No, they're teenagers, so it's like it's probably been about 10 years after Last Ronin finished, so to speak, when Michelangelo passed away. So here we are introduced into the next generation of turtles. Now they are trained. They all have their own unique personalities. and they are led by Casey, who was taught by Michelangelo when she was a kid. And April O'Neil is like a grandma, she's old hat by now.
Wait, wait, wait.
But
So is that her mom though?
what?
Like, is this Casey and April's kid, or is this somebody else's kid with Casey?
No, this is Casey and April's kid. Yes.
Okay. So she'd
Yes.
be a mom, not a grandma.
Yeah. Well, she's old, is what my
Okay.
she's old. So
We're
they're,
old, Justin. Come on.
yeah. We're older. We're
We're
not
old enough to
that
have
bad yet.
kids approximately this Casey Jones age. That's what I'm saying.
Well, she's technically she's in her late 20s, early 30s. So she's not,
Again.
too bad. We're not that
Come on.
old. Holy hell, dude. That means we'd be
Dude,
having kids.
if
If
she's in
she's
her
in her
late,
thirties,
okay,
she's in
she's
her
in her
early
30s,
thirties.
no. But if she's, well, close, but
We would have had to have her young. Like
yes.
okay.
Like first touch
Anyway.
boobs problem. Anyway,
Anyway,
I'm just saying, it's not out of the question.
she's leading the turtles as vigilantes against the giant mess that is New York, because it is still kind of a mess with gangs and innocent people, trying to coexist. And of course the government is useless. Imagine
What?
that. During the fight in the last book, Odin, is it Odin? Odin, who is the, I want to say he's like the turtle with the red scarf there on the cover, turned to kind of stone. Like he hardened up to the point where some dudes like smashed a sledgehammer on him and the sledgehammer burst apart.
Wow.
And then, so you're coming back in issue two here. The turtles and Casey are trying to figure out if he's okay. And he starts groaning and everything. So at least he's breathing. And then as you're going in the next couple pages, he's returning to his natural color of that green instead of, it was basically gray like a gargoyle at like gargoyles where it's stone. And then they're like, well, what happened? He's like, I don't know. He's like, I wanted to fight, but I just couldn't move. And they're trying to figure this out and they're all panicking, They're like, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And most of this issue is them trying to figure out what happened and what's going on. April is like, look, there's nothing you guys can do. He's breathing now. He's okay. He's normal color. Let me run some tests because apparently April is a scientist now. So she's running tests on him while the other turtles are going to go make dinner. Casey's upset, so she's beating the shit out of things because when you're Casey Jones's daughter, what else are you going to do but beat the crap out of random inanimate objects,
Right.
all these little things start happening in the background. The politicians are wanting to get involved, and they're like, you got to stop all these vigilantes. The One of the gangs is taking notice of the turtles. Was the gang Dragon Lords, I believe they call themselves. So they're, there's a target on the turtles' backs. As April is checking out Odin, and she's like, well, you seem fine, so I'm going to send you back to your siblings and you guys eat and relax and I will figure out what happened to you. April enters a computer lab where is it Zaytan? Zaytan is in there. And if you don't remember who Zaytan is, he is the robotic, he was a robotic friend of the original Ninja Turtles. And He was the one with the round head. Kind of looked turtleish, but not quite.
I'm gonna
Yeah,
look that up.
you go ahead and look him up.
How
But
do you
his
spell
body is not there. He was downloaded into the computer system. So he is existing.
it? Oh, I see him.
So he is downloaded into a computer system that April has been using to help, scientific purposes and whatnot. And we find out.
He's kind of like Fugitoid, but not the same.
Yes. But you find out that April actually created these turtles. She tried to replicate the mutation that created the original four turtles. But as like we are finding out in this book, this was more laboratory, tinkering here and there than the true accident that the original turtles were in. So this gives it a really kind of cool origin. And they are worried that there are side effects that they were not ready for, hence Odin turning to stone like he did. And you see
Kind of
this
cool though.
debate. Oh yeah, so you kind of get this little debate between April and Zedan. But as this is going on, of course, more fights are breaking out. So of course, Casey and the turtles rush off to go fix this. As they're fighting, the Harding Odin's starting to harden again. But this time he's like, this is weird, but I feel like it can control it. So he ends up just turning his fists into rock and just totally clobbers this one dude. It's an awesome little scene in the book.
Awesome.
And then at the end of the book, one of the other turtles, they're gonna get hit by a bus or something or a car. And one of the turtles is like, no, stop. And kind of did like a Magneto, just kind of put their arms out, and you just see this big dome of like electricity or magnetism or something or whatever it is. So I think we're figuring out that these turtles have powers in addition to being giant kick-ass turtles that can fight. So this is going to get
Interesting.
really interesting, guys. So for those who are like, this isn't going to be as good as Last Ronin, the original, I don't know. This is looking pretty damn good. I'm going to go with Breakfast Pizza on this one, because it is Ninja Turtles and they still like their pizza. So we're going to go with that.
Absolutely.
So if you guys aren't checking this out, please check this one out too. So far, so good. The two indie books have not disappointed so far this week. So
All
we're on a
right.
good trajectory here.
My next book is Sensational She-Hulk number 9. This is by Rainbow Rowell and Andreas Genolet was the artist. So this starts out with Jen and Jack of Hearts coming back from vacation in space, actually, which was the last issue. And the landlord's showing an apartment, and they realize that like the people that they're like as they were coming in, and the people that were looking at the apartment kind of were like, oh crap, she lives here. I don't know if I want to do this. So they go in the room and they realize that Ransack and Carcass, who are two deviants, totally, like they were crashing there, wrecked their apartment. And they're like, oh, we didn't think you'd be back so soon. We really wanted to clean it up. And in the meantime, like Ransack's been like wearing their clothes and stuff. And Jack's like, you guys need to clean this freaking apartment. And she's like, yeah, clean the apartment, take off my clothes. And so they're like, okay, just leave for a little bit and we'll be fine. So she leaves for a little bit. Jack stays to make sure they actually do it. The
Nice.
landlord catches her on the way out, and the other people didn't rent the apartment, and she gets that look of, or she said the view isn't the problem, and she's like, oh damn. So she calls Titania and has some punch club with her and Volcana, which is an awesome like thing that they keep going back to, where they just beat the shit out of each other just to get some stress out.
Okay.
Carol Danvers shows up as the leader of the Avengers. It's like, hey, I still have an offer for you. You should come and check it out. So she's like, fine, Carol, I'll go look. So she takes her up to the Impossible City, which is the Avengers floating space headquarters, because no one would rent anything within 5 blocks of Avengers Tower. Yeah, right. So Jen gets shown her quarters, which has like huge couches and stuff, and a huge bedroom. And she's like, man, this is really cool. And then like Carol's like, oh yeah, here's an outfit for you, and it's got this cool like biker look with like a midriff. And she's like, if you don't like it, we can go back to a singlet if you really want. She's like, no, I love it. And it does look cool. It's very, very bikery. I like it. Then they go to a meeting. They meet all the Avengers that are there. And she's kind of like, I don't know if I would still want to do this. Comes back. The apartment's clean. She gets into bed with Jack. And they're talking about how she doesn't really want to join the Avengers. But he's like, you probably should. And she's like, well, then we'd have to tell them about you. He's like, it'll be fine. I can do that. And they kind of have a good discussion about it. And at the end, Jen falls asleep as Jack says that he loves her. And then there's one more issue. Issue 10 is coming up next month to finish it off, this story off. I'm really enjoying this book. I love a good She-Hulk book. It's written very well, where it's not third or fourth wall breaking, but it's just very well written. It's got action. It's got character development. It's got love story. It's got everything you really want in a She-Hulk book. So, I'm giving this, I'm gonna give this two poached eggs and, buttered toast and mimosas, because I feel that that would be the She-Hulk breakfast of choice in this book with Jack's parts. It is pretty funny though, because at one point he's like, I'm absorbed, or he's like, come to bed. And she's like, oh, I don't know, I'm kind of tired. He's like, did I absorb? He's like, did I drain an entire nuclear sub for nothing? Like, it's pretty funny.
Wow.
So, great.
All right, we got Wolverine Blood Hunt number two. This is part of the whole Blood Hunt event going on throughout Marvel. So this is just one of the side things that they're trying to figure out here. You see Wolverine, and that's Night Guard pictured with him on the cover there. Apparently she is a French vampire hunter who is also a vampire. So kids, why not? It's Marvel. They're fighting vampires in Long Beach, California, and they are being led by Maverick, who got turned by her name is Alyssa of the Siren Sect. I don't know who that is, but apparently she wants to be the queen of the vampires. So Wolverine and Night Guard they're putting up a pretty good fight because, it's Wolverine. He's not going to give up. He actually calls in an airstrike to help deal with some of this stuff. He calls in a favor to his CIA buddy from Krakoa. For those who remember, the guy that looks like the he even gets referred to by Maverick as the Big Lebowski because he kind of does look like the Big
That's fair.
Lebowski. Yeah. They find out that this is going on all over the place, and that Blade is leading the whole vampire situation here. He's doing this. This isn't a Dracula thing. It's just him. And they're both trying to deal with this in their minds and emotionally as they're beating the crap out of the vampires. They end up saving a bunch of humans from being food. And then they get a boat and head to Santa Cruz Island, where they get ambushed by aqua vampires, basically like mer people, like fishmen with vampiric.
Are they like Atlanteans?
I don't think so, because they don't look like that. They kind of look, they're more fish-like than they are people look like. They look like mermen from He-Man. So they're scaly and they got, they're very, weird
Well, because like
looking.
some of the Atlanteans in Marvel are like blue and have like finny looking like ears.
Yeah, but this isn't them. This isn't, yeah, this doesn't look like them. But they call them aqua vampire. So Lord knows. But that's where the book ends. This is a very quick book. A lot of it is just a lot of action of Wolverine just kind of, and Night Guard just kind of kicking ass and,
I mean, she looks like Huntress, right? Like, it's not just me.
Yeah. She's just not wearing a mask, but she's French, so there's a lot of oui, mon ami, like the whole.
Nice.
This was really good. It's a typical Wolverine book where there's a lot of blood and gore because, of course, it's vampires with blood and gore. Why not? So,
Oh,
it.
by the way, I found out today that Wolverine Revenge is being FOC'd currently this month, and it will have a red label version.
Nice. That'll be
So
good.
lots of death and killing, snicketing, snicketing,
Good.
snicketing,
Sink. Sink.
snicketing,
Sneak.
yeah,
Yeah.
whatever. Lots of
But
hand sword blade stuff, claws.
I definitely give this like give me an omelet. Give me a meat omelet. Just, some sausage in there, crumbled up. Some cheese in there. Give you some sausage, good old Canadian. Give you some Canadian bacon since we got Wolverine. He's Canadian, can't have it without Canadian bacon. And of course, a beer because it's Wolverine. He drinks beer with his breakfast. So
Yeah.
I enjoyed
Beer and
this book as
bacon. That's
well.
like the entire breakfast of Wolverine right there.
Yeah.
Like just beer
But
and
I
bacon.
enjoyed this. It's very action packed. So those who are like, I hate when Wolverine just talks all through the book. Yeah, there's not a lot of talking in this one. This is a lot of, there's a lot of fight scenes, a lot of explosions, a lot of decapitations. This is like definitely kind of where the saber-tooth war left off. This is pretty much where this is continuing the trend. So
Oh, by the way, our chat has actually been very, like, I don't know, like, it's been actually very good tonight.
yeah.
Grant says hello, Justin.
Ah, what's up, Grant? So
Right.
yeah.
My last book
I knew you were going with
is
this one.
Destro number one.
I knew you were
This
going
book.
there.
I know. Well, I was like, I bet he does He-Man, so I'm gonna do Destro. So, it starts off in the Republic of Darklonia, and There's a rebellion going on, and the rebellion is led by Destro and his people. And they have bats, which are battle android troopers, the robotic Cobra troopers, and they are powered by Energon, you find out. So, yeah, so Destro and his Mars company go in, they kill the Prime Minister. Well, the Prime Minister kills himself. Then Cobra Commander calls him and is like, "Hey, just remember your stuff is useless without the Energon that I provide." And Destro's like, "I run Mars, not Cobra. We're in business together." And then he goes to this old hall of Destros, like the Destros throughout the years, and he kind of communes with his ancestors, and which he did in the old show. And he's like, "I will not be the first Destro to bow down to someone else." And you see them all in their different metal masks on the thing. And then kind of goes to a like a meeting of a bunch of like business moguls that are basically warlords, and all of a sudden drones come in and they start blowing up the drones. Meanwhile, Tomax and Zaymont are taking the Crimson Guard to like this kind of like warlord camp, and the Crimson Guard just fucking annihilate everybody, and it's awesome. The whole thing is very, very interesting. But it was very well done. There's a preview for Scarlet in the back, which also looks great. If you like G.I. Joe, this is probably the most evil Destro I've read in a very, very long time. I, man, what do you, I'm gonna give this like a fried egg and a steak that have been cooked on Destro's fucking face. Because it's metal. And then a giant, very dark beer. Because I feel like that's how he would have breakfast. It is so good. It is so good. It's part of the Energon universe. Definitely pick it up. It's worth it. If you like the other stuff, you'll like this. So, at least that's how I looked at it. All right. So we have like maybe 10 more minutes. First, let me just say, because Doctor Who has been very good. So the reason I was up while late watching Doctor Who is because the big bad for the end of this season is Sutekh, who is the bad guy from Pyramids of Mars, which is like one of the best Fourth Doctor serials that ever existed, which you can find on Tubi, I believe, and just look up Doctor Who, it'll come up, and you can just search for it. I watched that, and then I watched the Brain of Mobius, which is another really big one. And I'm probably gonna watch his Farewell Night when I'm done. I've just been kind of watching like 2 hours worth of Doctor Who every night, kind of pass out to. All right, now we're gonna talk about Acolyte and Boys. So if you haven't watched either of those shows, fucking pause this bitch. And come back to it later, or
Yeah.
listen at your own risk, or maybe just stop and then you'll probably forget, but whatever. We still love you. So let's talk about Acolyte first. I'm so while I'm enjoying the show a lot, because it has that like Legend of Kung Fu kind of vibe to it. Feels very like martial arty, like kung fu storyline. And a lot of it is from Charles Soule's books, which is funny because they made a Jedi named Master Soule in his name. It's some episodes feel a little slow, but other than that, I think the story's good. I just think the pacing's a little slow. But this last episode has been very good. I'm confused, or I'm not confused, but I am curious if the dude that was like her like chemist guy, if he is actually the master that she's working with, but doesn't know like that that's actually him. But I can see that being the twist. But
I was
anytime we
gonna
get
say that'd be
a
kind of
Wookiee
weird.
Jedi, I'm excited. Anytime we get a Wookiee Jedi.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard. Like I said, like we had to talk about last time where people are like disowning this and dismissing it. I'm like, I'm giving it a chance. I'm not gonna be nasty about it. I think it's weird that the I want to know the relationship of the this chemist with the acolyte, and I want to know, you know, I hope we get an episode of an origin of the acolyte, you know, maybe not show their face, but maybe like a first person view of who, like how this came to be, because I feel like that we're missing like a huge piece here that's not exactly falling into place.
Well,
I'm not really.
I think that'll be the penultimate episode is where we find out how she was saved by the, we'll just call it Sith Lord, even though we don't know that
Yeah.
actually is Sith Lord. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not happy with the way the Jedi are, you know, handling the situation any. I really don't.
Why?
I'm not a big fan of it. I feel like this is like them trying to cover their asses instead of just saying, hey, look, there's someone who's like going after us. I mean, what's the worst that could happen of like, hey, we got somebody that's trying to take us out? You know, I don't get the hush hush. They're like, oh, but this gives like the government an excuse to, you know, come after us or something. I'm like,
So I will
I'm not
disagree
getting
with
one.
you because if we fast forward to the prequels, right,
Okay.
that whole thing is because they keep talking about the Sith Lord and an apprentice, right? So their whole thing is they don't want the government to think that the Jedi can't handle their own shit because then the government will step in and they may no longer trust the Jedi. They may give the Jedi too much power. They may let, like, because in the High Republic, the Jedi really kind of took over their own. They were still way more secretive, way more in control of their own destiny, which is where we're at. We're in that High Republic era. Like, and they were also a little more violent, I guess, back then. But you know, I guess we'll see. But I think that's kind of why it gives that kind of kung fu vibe, because it's more like this is a story of these people and how they get to this thing. And like it's less hero's journey and more like almost like Ronin journey, which is why I like it. I think it's pretty good.
I
So I'm
know what was
enjoying
it?
it.
The
So.
big controversy that was brought up was that the Master Jedi from Episode One is in this one, and they're like, how could that be? Because this is literally hundreds of years before he was supposedly born. So,
No, it's 100 years before he dies, because he dies in the prequels.
he doesn't die until Order 66, though.
Yeah, which is in the prequels. This is
Yeah.
it. This story in the very first episode. It says it takes place 100 years before,
Or the
basically
first one.
Order 66.
Okay. So this is like, and there was no way he was 100 years old.
Why
Like, I
not?
mean, we don't know. We don't know, you know, species wise, I don't know. I'm not that far into Star Wars lore to know their species, how long they live, but he looks pretty old in this episode. And then you're like, oh, he just got white instead of having that gray, a little bit of gray and salt and pepper in there. And I'm like, and then they said they erased Disney erased his birth, like when he was born. They said there's like a profile of all the Jedi, on like some Disney website or something, and they have like when they were born, when they died, blah blah blah. Well, they erased his birth like it never existed, and there are screenshots of when he was supposedly born, which is nowhere near this timeline. So they're rewriting timeline. They're rewriting some canon here that upset a lot of people. And I'm like, okay. I was like, but to be fair, we really don't. I was like, he's a popular Jedi just because he was a different species than normally what we've seen. But I don't remember like people really getting like into him as a Jedi. You know, there weren't a lot of stories about him and stuff. And I'm like, you know, it's not like Mace Windu or, you know,
Yeah, but
Yoda or
there's a
stuff
lot
like
of,
that.
but there, yeah, but there also is stuff where it said like some Master Jedi learn to slow their aging because of how in tune with the Force they were. And I was
Yeah.
like, okay, that makes sense, whatever. I'm like, I don't like, I like all these freaking man babies that are like, wah, it's not the original trilogy again. Like, I swear to God, I'm like, if it's not the original trilogy, they don't care. Like, I'm like, cool, just watch the original trilogy. No one says you can't. Like, but like, stop complaining about all this other stuff if like
Nitpicking.
you're never like, you don't care. You're going into it already not wanting to enjoy it. So, you know, you can just sit at home and not enjoy it. But I will tell you, for those people that are like, oh, Star Wars came woke. Well, you apparently didn't pay attention during the original series. So whatever. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
This
Now
is the
we'll
same
transition
guys
to
who
the
are like,
boys.
X-Men went woke. I'm like,
Right.
no. Same people.
Terrible.
That's
All right,
probably a
let's
little.
talk about the boys. We're just moving right to the boys.
Since we're talking woke, it took season four for people to say the boys are woke. And I'm like, well, it's.
No, yeah. Well, the only reason they're saying that is they're like, oh, they're making Homelander into an actual bad guy, and they're calling him, they're making his followers like the MAGA people. Duh.
It's like he's
Like,
been the bad
yeah.
guy, geniuses.
He was
Duh.
the bad guy in the books. Read some fucking comics, guys. I'm gonna borrow that. Like, I need Jim Rugg. I need an audio of Jim Rugg saying, read more comics, like right here. Boop, read more comics. Boop, read more comics. Like, good Lord, people. Like, stop complaining about
Although,
stuff if you haven't read the source material.
yes.
Like, that, I'm not, I'm like, whenever anybody starts bitching about like a show or a movie now, I'm like, have you read the source material? And they say no. And I said, cool, I'm not talking to you about this then. Because if your entire opinion is based on just what you have here, you're missing the point.
Yes.
Like, yeah. So, but I love the whole like the scene where he made the dude jerk off in front of everybody and he just blew his dick right off. I was like, holy God, that's
Yeah,
crazy.
they're not skipping on the gore and the violence at all.
You know, this season has a lot less nudity in it, but the violence and the gore is there
Oof. Yeah,
for sure.
they definitely up the ante here a little bit. Like, what's it? What's her name's kid is like a soup, and it's basically like a friggin' mini Cthulhu, where she just
Yeah.
inhales people. It's like, what the F, man?
Yep.
And
I really like, I just love how totally fucking crazy Homelander is. Like, even though he is a full-blown Nazi, you know, and it is what it is, but that's how he was in the books. You know, and he's still tamer than he was in the books. Like, if you guys really want to see him go full bore crazy, fucking read these comics.
Oh, I
Stewie's
told.
dad, or Huey's dad, getting the compound V though at the end, that was pretty good.
I liked how it wasn't him, it was his mom. I was like, did you know
Yeah.
that's exactly who did it? Because
Yep.
he was going to, he was tempted, and
Now
then
my question is, was it his compound V or was it her compound?
no, his he put his back in his pocket.
Right, so she had to somehow get some compound.
Well, remember, she works for Vought.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
So there we go.
that.
But it's you're really seeing the everybody kind of hit their boiling point in this series, though. Like
Yeah.
everybody. Andy was so pissed, especially when they're like, by the way, she had an abortion. Oh,
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, bad. Oh. I was like, you deserve every inch of that ass kicking.
Yep. So,
Although I have to
man.
say, my wife really enjoyed the Jesus on ice.
Yeah. The put Christ back in Christmas ice capade.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. She's. I was like, you have to read the books, dear. She's like, is she asked if Garth was like part of the show. I was like, I think he advises some stuff. I was like, I don't know if he's like all in all the time, but I'm sure he says I can, a little bit of here and there. I was like,
I'm pretty sure he probably gets the scripts and just kind of goes, yeah, that's cool.
yeah.
But I don't know how totally involved he is. I doubt he's like on set, but I bet he
No,
reads the
no.
scripts.
Yeah.
So.
He probably puts some input in and be like, hey, this is what I would do. This is like the bloody parts. I imagine that's him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think
Actually,
that's probably.
I can see the transition to the modern political commentary being him too, because he
Yeah.
fucking hates Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Like he does. And like, so if you're watching The Boys and you love it for the Homelander reasons, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
If you love it for all of it because it's all like that, and it was political commentary for like the 90s, and it had a lot of anti-George Bush stuff in the original books, both George Bush,
Yeah.
and a lot of anti-Reagan stuff too. Like
Yeah.
that was all in there. I just the thing I'm most weirded out by right now is the swap out of Black Noir from being clones of Homelander, to not clones of Homelander.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I like the first Noir. Like, I kind of like that character, especially when he started imag all his imaginary friends talking
Yep.
to him in that in his last season there. That was an interesting
Yeah.
thing,
I also have to say it's super weird seeing Mother's Milk without a beard. Like, that's the weirdest thing. Because I was like, who is that guy? Did they replace him? And then he starts talking. I'm like, oh, never mind. That's him.
Yeah.
Shit. He looks so different without a beard.
Yeah.
Anyway, I gotta get going because I have a call coming in like 10 minutes, and I'm
Alrighty.
gonna go and freshen up before that.
Alrighty.
But anyway, thanks for joining us, guys. Like all you
Yep.
Herrenberg guys, all you Riserverse guys that are in the chat. It's great to see you guys. Great to chat. I hope all your shows the rest of the year go well. We'll see you guys at Three Rivers in 25. Which, by the way, I found out is the weekend before the U.S. Opens.
Oh.
Which, by the way, is an Oakmont.
Oh, good Lord. When
So, yeah, it's
Pittsburgh's
going to be
gonna be
fun.
busy as hell in 2025.
Hey, man, all I can say is I'm already thinking of funny golf like poster art and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I have some really funny ones. I have some slight Arnold Palmer vibe ones.
Oh,
Like,
Jesus.
because, fucking Arnold Palmer, he's a Pittsburgher. Why not? Fucking
Yeah.
Windsor, let's do this.
Yeah.
All right.
Considering
Well,
I'm
thanks a
living in
lot.
the town, so, yep.
That's true. That's true. So,
Yep.
all right, guys. Thanks again so much for watching and hanging out tonight.
Yep.
Remember to buy some books at your local NDC or your local LCS anyway. Doesn't have to be us, but if it is, cool. We would appreciate that. Also, don't forget this weekend, warehouse sale in Elwood. Half a million books for a buck a piece. Sort of sorted. Also, then the following weekend, we not only have the $3 sale going on in the old store in Elwood, where we have our $3 graphic novel selection and our $3 hot modern selection that are basically convention selections, and we don't really ever let people shop them. They'll both be out in the old store. I'll be there on Friday and Sunday. And then on Saturday is our customer appreciation sale, which is our company anniversary sale. We're going to be a whopping 38 years, 39 years,
Ember.
38 years, 38 years. Next year is 39 because 26 is both 10 years for the con and 4 years for NDC. But 20% off most things, 50% off dollar books. It's going to be crazy. I'll be in Cranberry from 12 to 4 that day, maybe 5 if I have to. But it's
I
going
will
to
be
be
in the
a busy,
mills Saturday.
busy weekend. So make sure you guys come out and hang out for that. After that, we don't really have a lot going on until I think end of August, I think. End of August, beginning of September. And then we'll have local comic shop day in September, which the Heronburg guys are going to, or Comicsburg guys are going to be at the waterfront. It's going to be a good time. Have some fun, right?
Yep.
That's what comics are all about. Escapism, having fun, do your thing. You be you, bro. You be you. Or sister. You be you, sister. However you want to do it. So, doesn't matter to me. Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. We'll catch you next time. Yeah, just be cool.